Ghoulish greetings, everyone. Those tunes are courtesy of the lovely Bobby Mackey. And I, of course, am your host, Tessa Morrow.
Now today it's a different place, all the same with a new face, with strange mysteries hanging in the air. People in their sane minds swear they see you today. Are you looking for the love they took away? Everyone knows that you couldn't bear the pain, so you took your life in the pouring rain.
Thanks for stopping by and making Paranormal Prowlers Podcast part of your morning, day, night, graveyard shift, whenever you listen and wherever you are listening from. From freezing ski resort town to the scorching hot desert, from tropical island to big city, and everything in between, it's greatly appreciated.
Round of applause. This week's city shout-out goes to...
And let's just say, folks, you will need your passport for this one. Ahmedabad, India. Sollentuna, Sweden. Tokawa, Georgia. Hinton, Oklahoma. Tashkent, Uzbekistan, and Solidaridad, Mexico. Told you, you need your passport, my friends. We all die. I've said this before, I'll probably say it again. No one escapes this circus called life. Not one person has done it yet. If we can just, in my opinion, when it's our time to go, just go to sleep, or as my dear friend Kara called it, forever sleep, just forever be dreaming, that would be okay with me. So, not all of us are that lucky, though. I was sitting down, TV on in the background, and I suddenly see all these reports on my phone about Rob Reiner, dead. His wife, too. And first thing I do is always look to see if it's a hoax. There's so many fakes out there posting fake shit. And I've been tricked before where someone was like, Tessa, not real. And I'm always hoping when I see something like that, like, I know everyone's time will come, but, you know, I'm hoping that this is fake. It has to be. I pray that it is. No such luck. And the way that these two individual people met their end is just utterly heartbreaking and gut-wrenching. Now, I'm going to be the first to say that I did not agree with Reiner's views when it came to many things in life, but I can still, without an absolute shred of a doubt, admit that this man was an absolute legend. Rob Reiner was an epic, iconic legend. I grew up watching his work, The Princess Bride. One of my favorite movies, Stand By Me, another classic. I watch that bad boy at least once a year. Misery, great movie. All in the Family. Watch that show a lot. Green Mile, another favorite. Dickie Roberts. The list just utterly, it just keeps going on and on and on. Rob was born to legendary Carl Reiner, World War II vet. He was an actor, an author, a comedian, just a man of many talents. Mother, Estelle LaBost, she was an actress and singer. Hollywood. Acting and directing was in this man's veins. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I first knew of him from All in the Family, portraying Mike Stivic, Archie Bunker's stepson. The two couldn't be more opposite. While he was Mike Stivic, he was known better as Meathead. He was around 24 years old during this time. Reiner co-founded Castle Rock Entertainment, who actually made one of my favorite movies, The Green Mile. Such a great movie. Other Castle Rock films that are so just phenomenal include City Slickers, Lord of the Flies, Needful Things, The Shawshank Redemption, Dracula dead and loving it. Striptease. Both Miss Congenialities. Murder by Numbers. Fracture. And that's just to name a few. The list, ever so impressively long. Patricide. The heinous act of when a child murders their own parent. Sorry, but you can't get more cold-blooded, more cold-hearted than that. These people, mom and dad, your mother and father, they gave you life. Like, literally, if it weren't for them, you wouldn't be on this planet, right? And what do you do in return? You take theirs. Disgusting. The final moments of these people's lives, what they experienced, what they went through, knowing that their son was responsible, what went through their minds, I just cannot imagine. I cannot freaking fathom it. In an interview, when he was asked about his children, he said, "You love all your children, even the bad ones." So he had four children, two daughters, two sons, all children, except Nick, of course, lived respectful lives and all had successful careers. Nick was definitely the black sheep of the family, but with his lifestyle and his choices, he's the one who put himself in that situation, being the black sheep. Nobody else was responsible for that but Nick himself. The New York Post shared that a neighbor had mentioned that the Reiner family had been trying to get Nick the proper help that he desperately needed, but Nick refused to go to a rehab center or a facility. But in my opinion, when you are that unhinged, right, that unstable, that off the charts, out of control, that should not be up to them to decide. Have them committed. While Nick, aka son, aka murderer, refused help in more recent years, he actually was very familiar with rehab centers as he was in and out of them since a very young man, very young teen. Now, a few years ago, Nick openly admitted that while high, or whatever the hell it is when you're on meth, he was on meth and he destroyed his father's guest house. Quote, "It's not much of a story. I got totally spun out on uppers. I think it was coke and something else. And I was up for days on end. I started punching out some things in my guest house. Everything in the guest house got wrecked. I literally punched the TV." It's not much of a story? Is that just a regular Tuesday for you, Nick? Wreaking havoc, chaos, and terror, disrespecting other people's property and binging out on drugs? Not much of a story, my ass. I tell you what, well over 10 years ago, a former friend of mine came to my house, got stupid ridiculous, fall on the floor drunk, and I can tell you every single thing that this blubbering moron, this idiot, destroyed in my house. He broke part of my shot glass collection, including a badass skull one that my mom bought me, a table, a toilet seat, and the list goes on. If that was not much of a story, do you think I would remember all of that shit? Not much of a story? My ass. Rob and Michelle, they met on the set of When Harry Met Sally. Michelle was more than Rob Reiner's wife. She was a very, very talented woman. She was a film producer, a photographer, and a mother, among other things. She was actually responsible for the ending of When Harry Met Sally. They had something else written, but what you see now, that's what you get. And that was because of Michelle. So they married in 1989, and they remained married until their brutal deaths. Interesting stuff. Now, something else that tripped me out was the daughter of Rob's first wife, Laverne and Shirley's actress, Penny Marshall. So Rob loved her like she was his own blood. And he adopts this young lady, this little girl at the time, and raised her like she was his own. Now, that part itself is not what tripped me out, obviously. This next part is, though, Tracy Reiner was actually in a movie that I have seen countless times, like at least once a year, sometimes more, A League of Their Own. And the fact that I watched this movie so much, there's a lot of movies that if I don't like a particular person, an actor or actress, I usually will kind of stay away from that movie. And there's two people in this movie that I have never liked, Rosie O'Donnell and Madonna. But I deal with it, and that just goes to show what a great movie this is. But anyways, Tracy portrays Betty Spaghetti. Seen the movie, but that name doesn't ring a bell? Well, she's the poor gal who loses a husband due to the Second World War and finds out about his death right before a big game while in the locker room with the gals. I cry every time I watch that scene as she wails in pain, crying out for her late true love, George. December 13th. Conan O'Brien's home was hopping as a Christmas party was taking place. Guests at the party included Rob Reiner and his son, Nick. Fellow guests at the party were getting the heebie-jeebies, getting weird vibes from Nick. He was standoffish, he was awkward, and yeah, he was making people uncomfortable. He would walk up to people, asking them questions like, what's your first name? What's your last name? Are you famous or not? Just like really weird stuff. People are there to have a fun time, right? Parties, usually it's people getting together. You know each other. Great atmosphere. But this dude, there was something weird about him. Something was just absolutely off the charts, not right. Something was not right indeed, because less than 24 hours later, this individual, Nick Reiner, would make headliners across the nation, doing an unspeakable act that many people can't even dream of doing or imagine doing. So Rob, he tries to talk to Nick, father to son, saying, hey, your behavior is not okay. The way you're acting, it's inappropriate. Please just stop. Father and son, the soon-to-be victim and his murderer, they're seen arguing. Many witnesses see this taking place. Many remain unnamed as they don't want their names in this, and I get that. But the very next day, just hours later, Rob and Michelle Reiner will be gone. He also had a fight, Nick. He had a fight that night at that party with actor Bill Hader. Love that guy. Think he's hilarious. Bill was in the middle of a conversation, a private conversation, with an unknown person, and here Nick strolls up, doing his thing, being inappropriate, nosing in there, and Bill is trying to be cool, just saying, dude, this is a private convo, please leave us. And of course, when you're unstable, like Nick, and probably on drugs, like Nick, those simple words, hey, this is a private conversation, those could be very insulting and just whatever. This man, he was just completely out of control, and he's eventually asked to leave the party. Nick was at times homeless, but at the time of his parents' murders, he was living with them. Whether that was in the guest house he bragged about destroying years earlier, I don't know. Besides dealing with homelessness, he was also a pretty bad drug addict, and he was confrontational. This is a terribly fatal combination. Not all the times, but in this case, for mom and dad, for Michelle and Rob, it was all too fatal. Now, when it came out in the news that there were two elderly deceased people that were found in the Reiner household, and that later on being revealed that it was in fact the Reiners themselves, Michelle and Rob, and that they were brutally murdered, many people, including neighbors, friends, and people who knew Nick personally, they said that they weren't shocked in the slightest that authorities were looking at their estranged problem child, Nick. Brutally murdered by their son, Nick, and their bodies, they were discovered by their daughter, Romy. I cannot imagine this, walking into a scene like that. It's traumatizing enough, right? If you go and you discover a family member that's deceased, right? Whether it's from an illness or some other type of natural cause or whatever. That's traumatizing all in itself. I mean, walking in and seeing, oh, they died peacefully in their sleep, that's still traumatizing. But walking into a scene like that, and you have both of these people that brought you into this earth, they're dead. And the way that they died, murdered, gut-wrenching. No one deserves that. I don't care who you are. Now, a few days after the horrific double murder, a gas station releases footage of Nick Reiner moments before his arrest. And he's seen at this gas station and he's pacing and he's waiting to buy something. He has a backpack on and he's just like, you know, if you looked at him, you would just like, he wouldn't stand out. Really. The person in front of the killer is going on with their day, not knowing a deranged person is behind him. Someone who just murdered their own mother and father. This dude who just committed this heinous crime, stabbing his parents to death, wasn't in hiding. He was at a gas station, out in public, shopping, doing normal things, did not have a care in the fucking world. Unbelievable to me. Unbelievable. Sorry, I get really heated when it comes to murder. I just, you know, since I've lost people and I just really feel, I really feel for that family. I really, really do. So I just want to say thank you, Rob, for the laughs. Again, just because I didn't agree with everything you said, that, you know, is completely separate from your pieces of art, your artwork that people got to watch and enjoy and laugh at and laugh with and just be in awe for decades. Playing Jessica Day's dad, nude girl. Playing yourself in Dickie Roberts. The movies you directed, a huge part of my childhood. Leaving religion and politics and everything else out of it. Meathead, you and your beautiful wife did not deserve this. Seriously, without a doubt. To have your lives taken by someone you brought into this world, someone that you cared for, someone that you loved, someone that you've supported for their whole life, and that you should have trusted. No one deserves that. May both of these people rest in peace. And my thoughts and prayers go out to their loved ones. And I am just like so relieved that Nick Reiner is exactly where he needs to be, confined and away from the public. I actually saw a day or so ago that, you know, these sometimes these headliners just don't make sense and they're just so stupid and fake. But there was one that said California is considering putting Nick Reiner on death row. It's California. They haven't executed anybody in almost 20 years. Sorry, but I don't think so. If they didn't execute Charles Manson, if they didn't execute David Carpenter, who's still on San Quentin's supposed death row, he's the Trailside Killer. He's like the oldest living inmate who's been incarcerated for so long in California. If they're not going to take him out, they're not going to take Nick Reiner out. They should take Nick Reiner out. They should take Trailside Killer out, and they should have taken out Charles Manson instead of having him just die a natural death in prison after sitting there for decades. But no, I had to laugh when I saw that. I was like, yeah, right. I have a better chance at seeing somebody grow a unicorn horn on their head and fly away after getting wings. Not going to happen. It's not in the cards, but it should be. My heart, my thoughts, and prayers go out to the Reiner family, excluding Nick, of course. And just right by the holidays too, so close to the holidays, it's just heartbreaking. Truly thinking of all of those people for sure. And for all of the fans and family and friends as well.
And that concludes another fantastic podcast. Legend has it, if you don't tune in, I'll be returning to haunt you. So make sure to tune in for the next episode.
Did you enjoy this week's episode? Listen to the others. They are all phenomenal. Haven't heard every single one yet? No need to cry about it. Hit up any of those podcast platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Podcast Republic. Wherever you may roam to hear your other spooky podcasts, you'll probably find Paranormal Prowlers podcast lurking in the background. Thanks, everyone, and
I will see you next week.